So how did it happen that you created Craigslist?
The effort started in 1994 when I was at Charles Schwab, working then on overall security architecture. But I also saw people using the internet and figured it was going to be important eventually for anyone in the brokerage business. So I started evangelizing that at Schwab. While I was looking around at the internet, I saw a lot of people helping each other out and thought that I should do something too. So in 1995, I began to email a bunch of friends about art and technical events in San Francisco. Over the months that followed, people kept asking if I could add the occasional job posting and listings for things to sell, too. Then I said, let's add apartment listings, too. It was all done through a very simple email, a CC list. This is the sort of pattern we still have today. People suggest stuff to us. We do what makes sense, and then we ask for more feedback. I left Schwab around the same time I began Craigslist. Soon, I went to freelance and had a lot of fun while working on Craigslist as a hobby. One milestone was hit in the middle of 1995. At that point, I was sending my emails to about 240 people, but the list at that point had gotten around to friends of friends as well. At 240 addresses, though, the CC list mechanism broke. Then I had to use a listserv. I was going to call it SF Events, since it was still mostly events. But friends told me that they already called it Craigslist, that I had created a brand unintentionally, and that I should keep calling it that, because it was personal and quirky. The thing just kept growing.